Phone Boy Speaks, episode 273, iOS 7. It's coming. As you probably know, iOS 7 is coming out soon. And of course, a few people probably know how to load it now. I've already done so, including myself. I have it on both of my iOS 7 capable devices. And, you know, I will say that iOS 7 is a bit different looking than iOS 6. I mean, you know, it's not just the icon changes, but some of the user interface elements. And I think some of them are cleaner. I think some of them may be, you know, a little bit confusing at first, but, you know, I find I generally like it. And, you know, of course, when I think about that, I also think about people like my wife who just got an iPhone and is now going to see a huge different change when she switches over to iOS 7. It you know, when it becomes available for her phone over the air. But of course, it's not just going to be the operating system that changes. It's going to be all the applications too. And in fact, I'm beta testing a number of apps that are based for app.net that are actually, they're being updated for iOS 7. And of course, they look a little different. In some cases, I think for the better. I think pretty much in all cases for the better. It's or at least it's more consistent with the way iOS 7 looks at things. And there's also, I think, some new features in iOS 7 that, of course, developers want to make use of. And so that means that applications are now going to be iOS 7 only. And, that I guess that's going to encourage some people to get off the pot and upgrade their devices to ones that support iOS 7. You know, Apple, of course, wants you to buy new devices periodically to replace them. That's, you know, now instead of just one new device to choose from, you now have two. You know, I could see people going one way or the other, and I don't think we really know yet whether the iPhone 5 or the S or the iPhone 5C is going to win out as far as a number of devices. But definitely, it's causing some changes for applications. And unfortunately, I think iOS 7 itself definitely still has some bugs. There's a couple of bugs that I've tripped over personally with it. And, you know, I've talked with developers about it, and they've said, yeah, it's a bug in iOS. I can't do much about it, which is fine. And I think, you know, Apple wanted to get the hardware out. And, of course, they needed a new operating system to do that. And so that's how you launch it with a new operating system. So I'm sure Apple will introduce, you know, additional versions of the operating system over time, probably in quick succession to get some of the early bugs shaken out. But at least Apple, when they do when they do a new operating system update, it's an incremental update. It's not you don't have to download it. You know, I think the full OS image was a gigabyte, which in order to get from, you know, beta 6 to the release version, you actually had to download that and do a backup and restore and everything. And you know, of course, most users won't have to go through that. They'll just do an upgrade when the version comes out. It'll be interesting. And I'll have to check with my wife and see how she likes the new iOS 7, but she's not going to go there obviously until it's available over the air, so we're not having to do what I went through with my phone. But it's I only talk with tech douchebag type people, and you know, we're kind of used to these kinds of things, and we've, you know, some have had a little more time than others to get used to iOS 7. But it'll be interesting to see what real people think about iOS 7, and will they think it's be better or worse or indifferent or whatever. One can hope that Apple hasn't alienated all of their users that way, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.